Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's April 3rd. It's 2017. And we're here to talk about everything that affects you, your wallet, your buckos, your investments, all points in between. We'll do Washington. Washington and your money, Washington and politics, politics and your money and all that stuff. We'll do the markets, movers of the day, news of the day, the economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams and shams, and corruption. And all points in between. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, you go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, and charts of the day, and news of the day, and all that stuff today. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. The subscribe button to get our notes, consulting button if you do it yourself for others, and whatever else there. All at GaryK.com. Well, first off, let me say I went to WrestleMania last night. It was like 75,000 people. Did not know what to expect to the show. As you know, as a pro wrestler, just so you know, there is no bigger professional wrestling person than me. Before it was cool, in the 1970s, I used to go every Wednesday to the Miami Beach Convention Center to watch Dusty Rhodes beat up on the bad guy. I remember it like it yesterday, like it's yesterday. So, and I, trivia, nobody can beat me at anything. Anyway, so went to WrestleMania, had ringside, saw my good friend John Layfield, who was doing commentary. And end of an era last night, Mark Calloway. Mean Mark Callis, he had different whatever, but he's the Undertaker. Put his robe, his hat in the middle of the ring and left. I'm surprised he even lasted this long. I'm pretty sure he's had some leg surgery, knee surgery, had a hip replacement, maybe even two for all I know. But that was great to watch. It was a good, good show. It wasn't the greatest show ever. The Hardys did show up, which was huge. Crowd went nuts. That's just good. I got to tell you, they just put on a great show. The pyro, as well as the lighting effects, just magnificent. The WWE, it is amazing to watch what they've done. They've turned it into this unbelievable brand. When I used to go to Miami Beach Convention Center, 3,000 people, you know, Dusty Rhodes against the Missouri Mauler. But I had a blast, and as you, I'm a little kid, Tonight's Monday Night Raw in Orlando, Florida. I'm passing, but I'm going to go to SmackDown tomorrow night. Yes, I am. Sorry. Yes, I am. Trump Land. Well, since we're on sports. Baseball season started last night. The Mets won today. They're 1-0. We will cover them throughout the year. Syndergaard, 6 innings of 5-hit ball. I believe they won 6-0. I think they're going to have a pretty good – I'm predicting probably 95, 98 wins out of the Mets this year. But, again, it's going to depend on the arms on the mound. If they can stay healthy, I think that'll do the trick. Going to be a fun year. Looking forward to a big year, especially after watching my Knicks play basketball. Tonight is North Carolina-Gonzaga. Now, we take pride in giving you out our picks on major sporting events, and we have done a fantastic job throughout the years. We've lost 2 Super Bowls since the year 2000. We thought we were going to lose number 3 this year by taking New England, but that was just pure ridiculous luck. Atlanta just said, here, you win. They gave them the game at the end of the game. North Carolina is giving 1. I've got to tell you, this is a tough, tough game. Because I'm not sure how... I know Gonzaga is very good. I'm not sure how good. We're going to say North Carolina -1 would be the pick tonight. I noticed the over-under 155. I was thinking under's probably the play, but I'm not an over-under guy. But, man, it feels like that. 78-77... Are they even going to get that many? You know what I'm saying? But we're just going to stick with the North Carolina -1. Now we move into Trump land. Now, not a lot on Trump today. They're still I met with the head of Egypt. Yay. They're still on the taxes and the regulatory. Nothing done yet. Nothing on the health care. And we'll see what comes of it as we move forward. They're in the first inning of the administration. A lot of missteps, a lot of utter stupidity, and we'll just see how it plays out. But the other side, there's going to be a Senate vote on the Supreme Court nominee. The question is, will the Republicans do the nuclear option? It's so much fun to watch the media because you know who created the nuclear option? Harry Reid of the Democrats. So it would serve him right if the Republicans do that. But there's a bigger story out there. You all didn't believe me. I got emails from you. Your problem is you listen to the national media who just lies. They're liars. You do realize that. And they hide the truth and they don't report the truth. Well, it's coming out now. There was definitely surveillance. They're calling it, by the way, incidental or accidental surveillance. Let me be clear about surveillance. There's nothing accidental or incidental about it. Obama was in on it from the top down. Same thing with the IRS. Obama was in on it. We'll never know because the media refused to investigate it. Just because there were 200 meetings in the White House with the head of the IRS and the lady took the 5th, there's nothing here. Anyway, now Susan Rice, who we raked over the coals here because she's another one of these lying politico losers. It turns out that she's the one, in case you haven't read, there's a thing called unmasking. It's when you have very important intelligence to put out, you redact names. So nobody knows who they are. Well, she unredacted it, which I don't think it's criminal, but it just shows she's a scum. And we're finding out more and more what happened in the waning days of the Obama administration. They changed the rules on surveillance, and they went after the Trump administration. Looks like the Trump campaign looks like for about 6 months to a year. So please don't tell me nothing was done. There was no surveillance. These are bad people in that administration. Of course, you would know it because the media didn't report it. So just the usual. We're on to Trump now. And again, there's a lot of things I don't like about Trump. I like his economic policies, except the border tax, which I don't think they're going to do. But man, oh man, they better get their act together on the what it looks like part. He's the president now. He is the head honcho, top dog, big cheese. Every step, every move, every yap is heard around the globe. And I just think you have to be different. I keep hearing, oh, well, that's who he is. That's not good enough anymore. It's like when your 15-year-old kid, and I'm not equating him to 15, but when you're 15, it's things you do are cute, or 12, then you turn 15, they're a little less cute. 18, they're not cute anymore. Well, first you were a novelty, then you were a campaigner, then you won the nomination, then you won the presidency. I'm sorry, you have to change. You have to do better. And I am hopes he grows into the enormity of being the president of the United States. I think there's a way of, there's some acumen involved. You get my point. And this is not, as you know, we are not left here. We are not right here. We have no bias. We have no ulterior motive. We have no agenda. We just want them to get the hell out of our way. And we don't care who they are. We have blasted Republican and Democrat alike, and we will continue to do the same going forward if they continue to put roadblocks in our way, which that all Washington is, just one big, giant headache, roadblock, wall, no pun intended, and barrier to the greatness of this country. And the fact that Trump is trying to unwind it, the socialists just can't take it. The socialists in politics and the media. All right, up next, a lot of the market wrap. Moves of the day, news of the day. Another day where the market was getting hit hard and came back towards the end of the day. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Bucket is on sale for $2.99. It's engineered from high-quality plastic, and it comes with a metal handle to make it portable. You're probably thinking, that sounds like any old bucket, but it's not, because regular buckets don't get you 20% off almost anything you put in it. So pick up a Napa Bucket today and get 20% off the parts you need. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum three items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thank you for being with us today. Really appreciate it. We got a lot in that first segment. I was all over the map. That's what we do here. We get all over the map. Anyway, again, thank you for being here. This is Investor's Edge. This week on Friday, I'm heading for across the pond. I have some business to do in Europe, but I'm also stopping in Poland. I've been to Terezin, which is outside of Prague, Czech Republic, but I have never been to Auschwitz and Birkenau concentration camp. I promised myself that I had to go see it and just feel. I mean, you're in the presence of what the Nazis did, and I don't know how I'm going to come back from it, but I am going there, and I will report back to you when I get back. I'm always amazed when I hear some schmuck say it didn't happen. I've heard they finally the Pentagon put out pictures of the airplane that went through the Pentagon. You have these idiots, Rosie O'Donnell and some of these others, still question whether it happened or not. These idiots, these morons, these doofuses. Well, they showed plane parts and plane and stuff like that. These people smoke some heavy weed or the big crack pipe. I don't know what's the matter with these people. But anyway, I will report to you when I get back on how I feel. You can all go on YouTube and see it, but to be there, I am quite anticipatory of it. Anyway, we do thank you for being here. Today, another day. Market was down pretty bad. We have been telling you to be careful with these financials. The financials were again leading down today. Again, now the financials for the most part finished down, but way off the lows. And since they were way off the lows, guess what? Market off the lows. So let's get going. A lot of tidbits today on individual names today. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market. with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. On the day, Dow down 13. I think the Dow was down 140 today, if I'm not incorrect. 25.17. About 146. Now, I want you, when you have a chance today, I want you to notice something. And I want you to listen to me carefully because I'm going to say this slowly. As we have taught you, in bullish phases, markets will pull back to the 50-day moving average, maybe fall under it a smidge, maybe reverse the same day when it falls under, but a lot of times just hold it literally to the penny. The Dow again today hit 25.17. 50-day is 25.49. And finished only down 13. We believe today, again, the big money crowd defended the Dow, which means the same thing for the S&P 500. We believe the big money stood up and said, we're going to stop this. You got that? Now, whether they can stop it again tomorrow, don't know. Now, we do need to see some buying off of here. It's more defense, not offense this second. But kind of, sort of, nothing wrong with it. We're just sitting in 5-week pullback and very nominal in the major indices. Little less nominal in the Russell 2000. And leave no doubt, we've been telling you this for weeks and weeks. The small caps are underperforming the large caps by a wide margin. In fact, today, the Russell 2000 was down the equivalent of 205 Dow points, with the Dow only down 13. So to be watched. S&P down 3 and change, NASDAQ 17, NASDAQ 100 only 4, transports down 30, advanced decline 13.16 on the New York, but 9-20 on the NASDAQ, new highs contracted. In the Dow today, I only have United Health up $1.50, nothing else moved at all, $1. And when you have a chance also, look where United Health is holding. Right at the 50-day moving average again. And again, we can go through hours describing and the whys and the whats. The only thing we know is our studies, decades and decades of material. It is a place in a bull phase where things hold. The longer things hold along the 50-day, and then it breaks, usually more of a break of consequence. That's the other part of the – there are a few parts of the equation, but those are the main parts. I mentioned you the financials. Mostly red today, but way off the lows. For example, Goldman Sachs today hit 225.57. Closed at almost 229, so it was down 4.25, finished down a measly 76 cents. That's what we mean by that. So continue to watch the financials like a hawk. They are a defining force in the market, and it's almost like a lot of the market takes the cue from the movement in them financials, and that is why we watch them. We are letting you know right now they remain, for the most part, below the all-important 50-day moving average for about the last 10 trading days. The longer they stay below, So we'll watch closely, but the good news without a doubt today got defended, started getting defended at around 12:10. Midday. There was no news to account for the down or the up. We're just in a little corrective mode right now for the major indices and a little bit more for the small cap indices. That's that. Up next, underneath the surface, we'll have the movers of the day. will have the sore thumbs today. Buyout rumors today. Cars sold today. And much more. That was a hint. Thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's SullyBeats.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Quite appreciate it. Let me, a couple minutes. You can email me at GaryK.com or GKaltbaum at Kaltbaum.net. That's K-A-L-T-B-A-U-M. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida main event, Celebrate the Children's, April 28th. If you'd like to consider a contribution, $5, $100, $5,000, whatever it may be, please contact me, and I will send you the information on where to send it. We thank you in advance. Every year we get a good amount of money from listeners to the show, and we thank you. Tidbits. Oh. Yeah, we'll do that after. Panera up 21 today. Panera Bread. Talk about the company being sold. Simple as that. We always tell you about the things, why didn't I do this, why didn't I do that. Well, we mentioned Panera to you about 4 days ago on that. Good-looking flag move at about 237. It's already 282. Anyway, that's the news. My biggest issue is the company really hasn't had any growth of consequence. But now, maybe getting the growth. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's the story of Panera. Tesla. On Sunday night, Tesla announced much better in the delivery department of and orders of their cars. Stock was up 20 today to 298. Volume was 14 million. Average daily volume is only 5 million. So very good day for Tesla. And I gather what's also going on there, Tesla has what is known as a six-day short. How many days of volume does it take to cover the whole short? That means there's a 31 million share short on Tesla of 116 million in the float. That is gargantuan. And we are letting you know that today, Tesla broke out of a 2.5 to 3 year base breakout, extended in the near term, but be on the lookout. Now, what's interesting about Tesla, three out of the last 4 quarters, they lost a ton of money. So we get it on why somebody would take a step back and not own it. Sales growth good. They're still losing a ton of money. But that was a good move to the new highs on that new news. And I gather they have a number three coming out soon. So those are really two big stories today. Two big stocks on the move. I also want to mention Wynn's Resorts. WYNM. They come out with these stats from Macau. That's right outside of Hong Kong on the comps. Comps are much better recently over there. They've gone through a long process of not very good, definitely getting much better. Wind broke out about 110. It's 116. Finished more towards the low of the day, so maybe it needs to pull back a little bit. I just wanted to make a note of that one. Amazon, as we told you, Amazon, a clean breakout above 861 off a very tight range, already 891, 30 points in 3 days, actually 4 days of trading. Keep in mind it's an $860 stock, so it's only about 3.5%, but it looks like it's still on the move. Chipotle, up another 7 today. I still have yet to see any news, but Chipotle last Tuesday said I thought maybe it was starting to emerge. Stock closed at about 427. It hit 452 today. And I do believe some of that is recent restaurant buyouts of Cheddar's and now the talk of Panera, so that helped. But definitely Chipotle is on my radar screen again, and I've been watching guidance. Guidance for this quarter has been ticking up, and a one-year chart, daily chart, looks pretty darn good on Chipotle at this point. And the weekly looks like a big, gigantic bottom being put in place here. Again, we'll keep you abreast. I didn't do any checking of Chipotle in the last week, but I will be visiting a few in the next couple of days. Some more tidbits. Oil, still ain't feeling it. Nothing to do. No need to go near. Rallied up a little bit. I think I said to you that day, so we'll just leave it at that. The big retail, we told you we thought for right now a low is being put in, but that's only because after like a Kohl's went from 60 to 36, you know, maybe it finds a place where enough's enough. Again, we think that's what's happened here, but we're not touching these things. There's issues. If you don't know by now that these companies have issues, I can't help you. And as we told you, we looked at the numbers on Sears, Kmart. We don't know how they stay in business. We don't know how they're going to be able to stay in business with the numbers that they have. And it is just an absolute shame. And there's just been a clear lack of effort on the part of the people that run the company. You can read about it, Eddie Lampert, hedge fund guy, and he's been selling off parts and doing debt deals. It looks like he's making, I don't know how he's making coin out of it, but I guess he is. But I think that there's got to be an eventuality here. Just go visit a Sears or Kmart, and you'll see what we're talking about. Again, when you are a retailer and you do not pay attention to your business, it ain't going to work out. It is not going to work out. And they're selling off all the pieces and all the parts. They're lucky they had a big amount of real estate. And again, just the industry as a whole. And I do notice that Eddie Lampert bought a 500,000 shares of stock at $8 here recently. But, you know, that don't do anything for me whatsoever. And I'm mentioning that because we got emails on it. The guy's a billionaire. And to buy $4 million worth of stock is like you picking up a penny on the ground. Other moves of the day. Of course, if I can find them, I can probably tell you about them. Panera and Tesla. Google was up 9 today. I can't make heads or tails on that one at this point in time. Mercado Libre. Up 8 and change. Chipotle, as mentioned. How about Wix.com, W-I-X? Go check that out. into new high ground today. Volume was about five times average, actually about 5.5 times average. Amazon, that was up 5. Insight Corp up almost 5. A better day for the HMOs, managed care. Humana up 3. Cigna up almost 3. How about SodaStream, S-O-D-A? I haven't watched this in a while. Stock into new high ground today. A big increase in earnings. They have these soda dispensers, and I know they got into other parts of business. I guess market likes it right now. Hey, go figure. Baidu, we're in the twos. Ellie Mae, not Ellie Mae Clampett. C.R. Bard. Simon Property Group, Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza right off the 50-day moving average. And that's it for the upside. On the downside, we just saw downgrades, but the whole auto parts retailer were downgraded today. AutoZone, $22. O'Reilly Automotive down $11. United Therapeutics down $11. Group One, now we got other tidbits. You know what? I'm going to wait on that. But there are, again, I just have to let you know, there are still a bunch of areas that are very bearish here, regardless of the major indices. Keep that in mind. Up next, we'll mention a couple of them. We'll have other moves of the day. And whatever else comes to mind today, we thank you for being here. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Hey, remember a couple of years ago when we thought we'd save some money with do-it-yourself window coverings?
Unfortunately, yes. I measured.
I ordered.
We both installed. What a disaster.
All the way around. And we're pretty good at do-it-yourself. But obviously, window coverings really call for a pro.
A pro from Budget Blinds.
They're the do-it-for-me people. They bring the store to you, come in and measure, then install it all.
And that style and service for every budget thing they talk about? Turns out it's for real.
Right. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no questions asked warranty. The best in the business.
That's a no-brainer.
And this spring, you could get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Save money and your dignity. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS or budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself.
Get an expert to do it for you at a price that fits your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
now!
Go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Dun, 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 dun. Still can't believe that Rush may not tour anymore. What's a person to do? What's a man to do? Glad I seen him. I think I've seen him 14 times. 13. It's more than 10. All right, as I was mentioning before, the autos. We've been telling you to avoid the auto group. Go check out the retailers. Group One Auto, GPI. Big, gigantic top in place. Go look at Lithia Motors, LAD. Big, gigantic top in place. Go look at AutoNation. Even a bigger, more gigantic top in place. Go look at GM. Big top in place. Go look at Ford. Been dead for a long time. Now one of the stronger names, Fiat Chrysler, breaks the 50-day moving average on some pretty damn good volume today. So we have a whole industry here to just stay away from. And the interesting part of this equation, it adds to these other industries slash sectors that we want you to avoid. And as we have taught you throughout the years, when we're able to mention to you more and more and more areas to avoid, it is instructive and a wake-up call to a market whose move may be in the midst of being over. As we have taught you throughout the years, markets do not just top. They go through a process of topping. Sector by sector, stock by stock. And if it was just the autos, no biggie. But it's the retail, and it's the energy, and it's at the commodities. It's a lot of the financials now, which the jury's still out, but that first move down is still staying down. So stay tuned. We're in the fours. Lear Corp, by the way, auto equipment, LEA, tops in the market. It's a top. Regeneron, that's a four. Patrick Industries, American Woodwork, CACI International. Three or more. Martin Marietta Materials, say that 10 times fast. Insperity. I believe they are payroll. Lending Tree, Strayer Education, Ulta Salon, it's now Ulta Beauty, Quaker Chemical, Meta Financial, two or more, Manpower Group, Little Fuse, Ingevity, Rogers Corp, Madison Square Garden, all these are two or more. Advanced Auto Parts, Gentherm, Clovis Oncology. Do you notice something, ladies and gentlemen? Very little in the way on the upsies today. A lot more in the way of downsies today. CarMax, another auto retailer. Adient, Bluebird Bio, SVB Financial, Posco, Stamps.com, Accenture, Delphi Automotive, more auto parts look like they probably topped. Jazz Pharmaceuticals, Agios Pharmaceuticals, Eagle Bank Corp, almost done. Coherent, Camping World, McKesson, Remax, and I think that's about it. That is your ever popular over the top movers of the day. So we are in the midst of about a 5 week little mini correction with the 50-day moving average holding. A break below, you will hear from me. That will mean that, very simple, that the big money crowd is no longer defending that first line of support, and we will go deeper into some sort of correction of how much, how far, no clue. We will just know what areas to avoid. And the amount of those areas, the number of those areas, is now picking up. And I want you to be cognizant of that. Muy importante. And if we see, we now have the financials that are worrisome. If we start to see the semis, some of the leading names that we've been mentioning on this show buckling, doing the two-step down instead of the two-step up. That's a country dance, by the way. Then we got to start thinking. But good day today in the sense of, we were down 147 points. Bad day in the sense of, advanced decline's not good, Russell 2000, much worse, the average stock much worse, but some bigger cap names better. So stay tuned. Friday starts earnings in earnest. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, PNC Bank, leading into next week with a bunch more. And we will have each and every one. And we will be on top of them. And when we're in Europe, we'll be doing the show. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.